Listening Exam 8, Part 2.
Emma walked up the gangplank of the great ocean liner with mixed feelings of adventure, excitement, dread, and trepidation. What would the new world be like? Would she miss her family and friends terribly? And what was to become of her beloved Toby? On that cold, wet winter morning at the Southampton dock, there was an atmosphere of a great event about to unfold. Hundreds of passengers, cases, crates and provisions were being hurriedly loaded onto the ship by an army of porters and ship's crew. Within the hour, they would all be afloat on the high seas, en route to America. For many, a new beginning and the start of a new life. Below, she was conscious that somewhere in the mass of people were her mother and father, and her sisters, Hannah, Clarissa, and Gertrude, anxious to wave her goodbye. She had to make sure she found a place on deck to wave a final farewell to them. When would she see them again? It had all been the idea of her great-aunt Melissa that the young Emma should join her and her financier husband to complete her education in the exuberant and modern society of New York. According to Aunt Melissa, there'd be plenty of young, wealthy suitors who would fall on their knees to marry such a young beauty as Emma. But did she want to marry, and in such a faraway land? The voyage would take over 6 days, but it wasn't all bad. The Queen of America was the most opulent and luxurious ocean liner ever to cross the Atlantic. On board, for first-class passengers, of course, there was a gym, a swimming pool, a Turkish bath, and a tennis court. Emma intended to make full use of the facilities. Once on board, Emma hurried to find a space on the deck to look down onto the shore with the hope of having a final glimpse of her family. After a bit of very unladylike pushing and shoving, she found a small gap from where she could see the great swell of people left on the land below. The ship's resonant horn sounded for imminent departure. It was hopeless. She could not see her family in the mass of people that had gathered. She felt desperate, alone, and very, very afraid. This was just such a horrible start to such an awesome journey. Crying, she turned around, and it was then that she first looked into his eyes, the caring, clear blue eyes of Baron von Hessen.